Dave Moore on Today FM.
Dave, good to see you again. How are you keeping?
I'm good. You're nice and relaxed after your holiday.
I'm so relaxed. I got massive jet lag a week after I got home, which was like a week. I got home this day last week. And last night I had the worst night. I was like grand all the way through. So I'm all over the shop, so forgive me. But we'll get down to business. The park run, you and I have spoken about this before. The park run is a brilliant addition, I think, to the community in general, right? Yeah. We've spoken about the fact that it gets people moving who maybe haven't been moving in a while. It got you back in love with running again, because you obviously, when you're retired, it's so difficult for a professional athlete of any code to retire. But you retired, and obviously you would then go, well, I've been running nonstop for, you know, 15, 20 years. I just don't want to do that. Yeah. So you kind of had a different attitude to running then, but park run kind of got you back into it.
Yeah, like obviously competing at a high level, you know, it defined me, and my identity was obviously very closely linked to that.
Yeah.
But I think when I stepped away from the elite side of it, I actually hated running for probably about 3 years. You know, I resented it in many ways. I think it took a couple of years to accept that the career was over. And I think people think because you run 400 metres, you can run every event. You know, throw a marathon in there, throw a 5K in there.
So different.
And like, I'll be honest, I went to a journey with a counsellor, and he was like, you need to get exercising again. Mm. You know, would you not go running? I was like, no way I'm not.
Of all things. Yeah.
But over time, I kind of accepted, you know, maybe I need to. I've been running my whole entire life. So I went up to park run in Marley Park. Now, it was probably about the third or even fourth attempt, because it would get to a Friday and then I was like, no, I'm not going up there. And then, to be honest with you, Dave, it was the ego. You know?
100%. You're David Gillick, you're recognisable, and you've been a European champion, you've been to Olympic Games. Like, obviously at this point, it was, if you rocked up to Marley Park and went for a little, you know, soft 2K or whatever,
well,
people might judge.
That's kind of what happened. Yeah. You know, I ended up going up and they gave me a big welcome up in Marley Park, and obviously it's my area, I knew a lot of people, and I was almost like, oh, get me out of here. And then I took off and I died many deaths. And I remember finishing and the fella came over to me and he kind of looked at me, he said, oh, you're Gillick. And I said, yeah. And he goes, what did you run? And at this time I probably ran about 25 minutes.
Yeah.
And he literally took a step back and looked at me up and down and said, what? I thought you'd run about 16 minutes. Yeah. And I always remember that, because, like, you know, that was the perception. But I did the park run for me, and that's the big thing. And I know there's a lot of people out there who park run and avid park runners, and I think the key thing that we want to do with this campaign is get more people involved. And it's a great initiative where it's enticing people to come along. We've got various park runs all over the country, six of them all over the country.
Yep.
And for each park run, 50 people can apply, and you'll go up on a Saturday and you will have your coach there, and he'll give you an individual plan. There's going to be WhatsApp groups and, you know, all the rest of it,
support,
webinars.
Everything you need.
And for 6 weeks, they will bring you along.
Such a great idea.
And one of those ones, Dave, just on that as well, one of the park runs that we want people to do is volunteer, because that's where we've seen huge, you know, bringing people together, the social aspect, you know, the community.
Well, let me give you people a little bit of survey on this, because VHI and Vernon have done a survey, and this is, like, when I see surveys, I see them all the time, because we're always looking for things to talk about in the show, and we see surveys. And often the surveys are 11% of people, which means basically nobody, right? That's 1 in 10 people. So everyone else does something else. 37% of people, that's like less than half of the people. VHI's stats for this is incredible. 99% of parkrun participants, which is basically everybody, says participating in parkrun improves their mood for the rest of the day. 99% say the parkrun participation makes them feel more socially connected to others. And 90% say it has a positive impact on their mental well-being for the rest of the week. So the numbers that we're talking about in this survey are overwhelming numbers. It's not like, you know, 40-odd percent of people will enjoy it. And as you said, the volunteering side of things as well. Like, maybe for whatever reason, you can't, or you're not going to do the park run, even if it's the 2K, even if it's the 5K, for whatever reason. But you can still be involved in it. You can be involved in the community. You can volunteer. They need people. And this, yourhappypace.ie is the website, by the way. Yourhappypace is the one that you're talking about, David, where people can do the park run, but with a bit of prep. So people maybe who haven't run before,
Yeah, absolutely. And sometimes there's barriers to exercise where people think, oh, I'll be isolated and, you know, I'll be way out the back and stuff like that. But what we've really worked on over the last kind of nearly, you know, almost 5, 6, 7 years with Parkrun is that you can walk it, you can run it, you can jog it, you can volunteer. And I see them in my local Parkrun, the demographic of people who participate and volunteer. There could be people who are retired, and for all I know, they could be at home, isolated, lonely all week. And the Parkrun going up and volunteering, there's a fella that stands on the last corner as you finish in Marley Park. He's there every Saturday. He goes up at 8:30 and he walks the course and he puts out all the markers.
Yeah.
That for him, because could be his biggest social aspect of the whole week. And that's what it's all about. I think findyourpace.ie is the website. Get involved. It's free. 50 people per location. And just get on the journey.
So Dublin, Galway, Cork, Limerick, Kilkenny and Donegal all have park runs, and 50 people in each of those places, so 300 people altogether, will get the chance to participate in the 6-week programme to build your fitness a little bit and then take part in that park run with a coach, get you through it, everything you need to do. So check out yourhappypace.ie, Dublin, Galway, Cork, Limerick, Kilkenny and Donegal. And I'm telling you, from what I've heard from Mr. Gillick, but also from a bunch of my mates who do it, I'm so active, I don't need to do
I was just going
to...
We've
been through this, David. I'm so active that I don't need to do the park run.
After a holiday now, come on.
Listen, the all-inclusive resort stone is a real thing. I will tell you that much, that's for sure. David, Christine's been on to say park run is amazing. They have them in so many different countries so you can participate whilst you're on holiday. It's such a lovely, supportive community. I have a charm bracelet where each charm I get is for the countries I've done a park run in. Christine sent a picture and it's brilliant. You can see all the different things around the bracelet there, all the different countries and
stuff. There is, it's park run tourism and they go through the alphabet.
Oh, so you find a place where there's a park run with every letter in the alphabet?
So ABC all the way down.
Wow.
And I was in Inch one time and the race director, as he's setting up, said, anyone from, you know, so-and-so, and a load of people from London. And apparently there was a direct flight from Luton to Kerry Airport. So all the English would come over and
get
do
the I. Inch. Oh, that's brilliant. Well, DGC, LK and D are the ones you can get done on your bracelet. Questions for you that I've just randomly thought of over the last 24 hours or so, and I knew you were coming in. So you ran as an athlete, as a 400 metre runner primarily, but if there was another discipline in athletics or track and field in general, not running, there was something else, would you have been good at anything else, do you think? Like, are you a javelin thrower or a pole vaulter?
Would I be good at it or just like to do it?
Yeah, I'd like to do it.
Got to be pole vault.
Pole vault?
Yeah, you got to fly.
I remember when I was I've told you this before, when I was a 110 metre hurdler.
You tell me every time.
I do, every time he comes in, I drop it in. It's like Ray Darcy with his, I played a bit of rugby. I did a bit of 110 metre hurdling. But when I went out to do one of the events in Morton's Stadium in Santry, one of my mates realised that we were getting, you know, the day off school effectively to go out there, and he went, what can I do? And I was like, well, I don't know. Like, you have to kind of sign up and train and all. He goes, nah, figure something out. He came out, he did the pole vault. He'd never done the pole vault in his life, and he got a bronze medal because there was only two other people doing it. And I think he got over one height and that was enough to get a bronze medal.
A metre.
Do you listen to any music while you run for fun?
I used to, when I kind of started doing a lot more kind of endurance running, and even when I competed, I would have had a playlist, you know, particularly before a race.
What's the kind of big song for you then as you get close to, like, okay, you're 3:09 p.m. is your race?
Well, see, it would vary. Now, we're going back a couple of years right? There was a bit of Irish in it, so a bit of river dance and stuff like that, just to get you going.
Get the heart going.
But then it kind of, remember Hoppa Pola, Sigur Rós.
Oh, Sigur Rós, that one. Absolutely.
It depends what kind of mood you're in, and then the lyrics will come into it, you know?
Gotcha.
So you want a bit of, like, a playlist, nice calm songs to get you going, just kind of mellow, and then kind of slowly kind of ramps up a little bit.
Okay.
AWOL Nation Sale.
Good. You're really pushing it there.
Things like that. But like now when I run, I don't actually listen to music unless I'm tired.
Right.
And I need a little bit of motivation.
Need a little bit of podcast. Something to pick
you up. And obviously listen to yourself.
Of course, you say all the right things. Here's Hoppa Pola by Sigur Rós, just in case you're wondering. That's definitely for your mental focus.
So what I actually did with that, right, I went onto YouTube and I downloaded all my races.
Okay.
And I edited them together and put that song over it.
Oh, fantastic.
So if I was really nervous and stuff like that, I'd get on the phone and I'd watch just 30 seconds. And it just calms you down.
That's a brilliant idea.
Your best bits.
Brilliant, love it. Do people, is it true that if you were to buy a new pair of runners,
yeah,
do you run faster? Everybody I'm talking about, not just athletes, like.
Look, placebo effect.
Yeah.
Right. And then secondly, yeah, they're going to be a little bit springy.
What about these new ones that achieve the 2 hour marathon and all that? Like, is there, I mean, I'm all for advantages. I'm all for using technology. You know, maybe we'll draw the line at performance enhancing advantages. But like, but you know what I mean? But if it's like, you know, obviously I remember when I went out to buy my spikes.
Yeah. It's all changed.
Before that, I was running in runners and clogs. Yeah, yeah, absolutely. Wellies. But it made a difference because you had the right gear. You felt like, you know, so presumably as the technology has moved in the last couple of decades, you want to be at the cutting edge of your...
Yeah, you do. And like what I'd always say with people who might be new to running, like even from a clothing perspective, it's got to be loose in the right place. It's got to be tight in the right place. And your footwear as well has got to be the footwear for your feet. So you might need stability, you might need neutral. But what we've seen over the last couple of years is that carbon is now come into runners.
So carbon is like a carbon plate sole.
Yeah, so think like a kind of like a spoon, right?
Yes.
And every time you run, it's just a little bit of propulsion. It's giving you something back more. The foams have all got a little bit more responsive. So you'll see when you go into stores now, like, you know, the stack height, you know, it's the heel will be kind of chunky.
Listen, add an inch to your height as well when you're walking
Absolutely,
around, you know.
High heels. No. But all of that has now kind of had an impact on times.
Right.
So we've seen a lot of records been broken on the road all the way up to marathon, on the track. Now, you referenced spikes, that technology in the spikes. Even the surface that people are running on in kind of athletic competitions, that's got better because technology's playing a role. So we are seeing faster times.
There was a story I covered it on my podcast a long time ago about a fella who turned up to a race. I'm pretty sure it was in the Paris Olympics, maybe in 1902 or something, turned his race in a pair of dress shoes because that was all he had and he won. Whatever it was, he was that fast, he won. Do you ever want to run like Phoebe from Friends and just let every limb you have go?
Unfortunately, it can happen when I'm absolutely knackered tired.
Just get yourself
just
over
get
the
to
line.
That line.
Absolutely. Have you been following iShow Speed? Do you know this fella?
No.
Okay. So Speed is his kind of name. iShow Speed is his full YouTube username. He's a YouTuber with 46 million subscribers. Like, he's huge, right? But he is obsessed with Ronaldo, for example. So he will, like, he's been at Ronaldo's house. He's met Ronaldo. It was like an incredible thing when he met Ronaldo because he's a streamer and he talks all the time about how much he loves Cristiano Ronaldo, whatever. He met him, he hung out with him. It was an amazing day for him and for all his followers, whatever. Then he like went to the Ballon d'Or ceremony and like he's meeting all these people, like Lamine Yamal's like, oh, Speed, whatever. Anyway, he has recently started running against other people, like other YouTubers. It started off with, so KSI is a big YouTuber. He raced him, like he wiped the floor with him, right? Maybe it was a 60 meter race, whatever. He recently ran against Noah Lyles.
Oh, yes, I know what you're talking about.
And he didn't get beaten. Like, okay, maybe there was an inch in it. Maybe Noah wasn't giving it everything. But, like, this kid who is a YouTuber, is a streamer, is not necessarily, has never trained in the way that these sprinters have trained.
Yeah, yeah.
Like, he's wiping them. There's a guy on the internet who people, I don't know his name, but he just runs really fast and, like, does things around the house. Like, he'll pick up the washing and throw it in the wash basket as he runs through.
As he's legging it.
Yeah, and it's really funny. But anyway, like, he destroyed him.
Right, okay.
Like, I just wonder, are there normal, inverted commas, humans who have it within them to be a sub-10-second 100-meter runner but just don't know?
Well, yeah. Well, technically, you could argue, but like sub 10 seconds is fast.
That this kid is getting there, I'm telling you. Apparently his 100 meter time right now is like 10:12 or something.
Wow. Okay.
I mean,
I'll check him out.
Like, do check him out.
I think the Noah Lyles one though. Was Noah Lyles now? Was he going full throttle?
Look, it looked like it to me. He's raced a couple of people like that who should on paper be way faster, but.
But you know what's interesting is that, like, it's hard for people to relate to how fast 10 seconds is.
Yeah.
You know, and I think with the park run and the 5Ks, people can relate to when they watch someone run, like, 13 minutes for a 5K on the track, they go, God, you know, they can relate that. Whereas with 100 metres, unless you kind of go out and mark out 100, and maybe you'll do this.
By the way, 100 metres is so much further than you think it is.
Phoebe like friends.
Honestly, that's what you'll end up like. Come here, check out the website. It is yourhappypace.ie, where you can sign up, be one of 300 people to get a training program to build yourself up to doing a park run. It'll absolutely be brilliant. I promise you do that. David, it's always a pleasure. Thank you so much for coming in, taking the time. Appreciate it.
Dave Moore on Today FM.